Suddenly, he saw someone leaving through the front door. So, now, one room was empty. He knocked on Dr. Armstrong's door. There was no answer. He waited a minute and then knocked on Lombard's door.
Who's there?
It's Blaw. I don't think Armstrong's in his room. Wait a minute.
He went to Vera Claythorne's room and knocked.
Who is it? What's the matter?
It's all right, said Blaw. Wait a minute. I'll come back.
He ran back to Lombard's room. Lombard stood there with one hand in his pocket, holding his candle in the other hand. Blaw explained quickly.
So, Armstrong's our man, is he? Said Lombard.
He knocked on Armstrong's door. No answer. Carefully, he examined the lock.
The key is not in the door on the inside. He's locked the door from the outside and taken the key with him. We'll get him.
He ran to Vera's door.
We're looking for Armstrong. He's not in his room. Don't open your door. Do you understand?
He joined Blaw.
Let's get him, he said.
We need to be careful, said Blaw. Remember, he's got a gun.
You're wrong,
said Lombard, and showed him the gun.
Someone put it back in my cupboard tonight.
Blaw's face changed.
Don't be stupid, said Lombard. I'm not going to shoot you. I'm going to catch Armstrong.
He ran off, and Blaw followed him. Vera got up and dressed. She started to write in her notebook. Suddenly, she heard a noise. It sounded like a breaking window, and it came from downstairs. She listened hard, but the noise didn't come again. Then she heard people moving downstairs, and the sound of voices.